Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
That's just some food for thought.
So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, Brother Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, September the 15th. Tuesday, September the 15th. Actually, today's my birthday. Today's my birthday. Just made it back from my trip to Minnesota. Drove cross country in one day. Wow, it took me about 24 hours, but nonstop from Minnesota to Texas, brought my daughter down here. So, hey, my brothers and sisters, again, welcome everybody. This is just a short introduction to our upcoming series. We're going to finish up the current series that we're talking about. We're going to wrap that all up tomorrow afternoon. And this Saturday, we'll start our new series. We'll take the week off, and then we'll get started on the next series. We want to do the introduction today. Next series, we'll get started on September the 19th, September the 20th, either that Saturday or Sunday. We'll kick it off of talking about a series, something I've talked about many, many times before, but I haven't done a word-by-word, in-depth teaching on the names that's inside of the Old Testament that represents the gods of the Old Testament. So I thought about it, and I was thinking about how many times I talk about it, and I read Judges chapter 10, verse 6, Judges 10:6 all the time. I mentioned this. I talk about the gods of Zidon, you know, and all of these different gods. I always talk about Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 17. Deuteronomy 32:17. I'm paraphrasing. You definitely want to look it up for yourself. One of the favorite scriptures, my favorite, it says, they sacrificed unto demons who were not gods. They sacrificed to gods whom they have not known, new gods who came on the scene lately, whom your fathers did not know. And again, I'm paraphrasing, but you want to look it up for yourself, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 17. And it talks about these new gods. So we want to do a series. We want to do an in-depth, word-by-word teaching so that at the conclusion of this next series, the current series was a cookie blower, Melchizedek. This new series is going to really be a cookie blower because most people don't over, under, or understand that the terms of the words Lord, God, Adonai, El Shaddai, Elyon, Elohim, all of these terms, all of these words are used interchangeably. Most people know the difference between God, Gad, and Gud. Now, I've done that series where I broke down how Gad and Gord is mentioned inside the Helios Biblius and how important it is for us to know the difference, because the English word Gad, again, appears inside of the Bible. And this word G-A-A-D or G-A-W-D refers to the God of forces. It refers to the end time God that's coming on the scene that talks about the Western King. The Western kings are the gods or the forces or what is getting ready to happen after the Pope comes on September the 25th and does his thing, the abomination of desolation comes. And it talks about the king of the north and the king of the south. If you know, don't know, the king of the north, if you look at the United States, directly to the north of the United States, you find Russia. If you look at the United States, directly to the south of the United States, you find, don't quote me, where Obama's from. Now, I know this is a cookie blower, so I'm going to break it down for you. That's why you need to be on this series. The next series after this series, I'm going to go ahead and drop the nuggets, because the end time is already, it's here, so there's no need to, you know, keep anything left in my back pocket. And so this series, we're going to be talking about the gods of the New Testament. I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify everywhere the word God, Lord. Do you know that the word God is mentioned 4,447 times in 3,878 verses inside the King James Bible? Do you know that? Do you know the word God is mentioned almost 4,500 times? And do you know that most of the times, each one of those times, they're talking about different gods? Who are these gods that it talks about in the book of Deuteronomy? It blows my mind that we say God, and then I ask you, or ask someone, please define for me what that means to you. And do you know that most people can't define their God? Now, it's your God. It's not my God. So I would think a prudent individual would have an idea of whom they serve. I'm just saying. So I want to make sure that you are prudent. And I am going to do some didactic discourse in this series that's going to be a little unnerving for some folks. It shouldn't be, but for whatever reasons, people get nervous about the truth. I didn't write the truth, brothers and sisters. I didn't write history. I didn't make it up. I just read it, and I try to find the accurate version of history because, as you know, history is rewritten by the victor. The victor, the winner of wars, write history, not the losers. So a lot of times we think we got history and we got somebody else's version. Usually it's Constantine's version of history that we got. And so my brothers and my sisters, what we are going to endeavor to do is something that I haven't heard or seen done. What are we going to do? We're going to go through the Bible, the Old Testament. I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify some of the Old Testament gods like Baal, like Astaroth, like Molech. And we're going to break down what is the difference between these other gods and the Hebrew God. Now, it was interesting to me is how is it that Jews, Christians, Muslims all worship the ancient Hebrew God, yet they don't agree? Ask a Muslim who God is, ask a Christian who God, a Cretan who God is, and ask an Orthodox Jew. You got three different answers, but they all get their God from the ancient Paleo-Hebrew text. How is that possible? How is it? Have you ever read Psalms 95, verse 3? Psalms 95, verse 3 is going to be our foundational scripture. So we're going to start off with Psalms 95, 3. And from Psalms 95, 3, we are going to blow cookies on this next series. So, again, the cost is $100. Please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that donation. This series, very, very important. Why? Psalms 95:3. Let's read verse 1. Psalms 95:1. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord, all caps. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalms 95:2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Psalms 95:3. For the Lord is great God. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Let me read that again. Psalms 95, verse 3. For the Lord, all capital letters. We're going to break that down. Why is the Lord in all caps? And then in some other verses, he's not in all caps. We're going to break down the Most High God that we just talked about in this series with Melchizedek. Why doesn't it say the Lord God is the Most High God? Why does it say a great God and a great King above all gods? And then here's little g. Now, the question that should be burning in your brain and that we're going to answer and solve once and for all is in the book of Psalms, chapter 95, verse 3, we see the name of the Lord in that scripture. Let me break it down for you.
Yehovah,
hopefully you heard that. Let's see if I can turn the audio up just a little bit. Let me play that again. Make sure that, this is a pre-cookie blower before we get into the real stuff.
Psalms 3068. Yehovah.
Now, the word Yehovah has an underlining Greek word. Hebrew. Underlining Hebrew word.
1961. Hayah.
So we have Hayah. So first we have Yehovah, not Jehovah, Yehovah. Then we have Hayah. Then we have another underlining Hebrew word. The underlining Hebrew word.
Psalms 8:19-33. Hava.
Then we have another underlining Hebrew word. So this is how we're going to do. We're going to break down each one of these words.
Strong's H-183. Hava.
Abba. So we're going to break down Abba. Well, that's what we're going to do in this next series. He's just one. We're going to go through all of them. So let me give you fair warning in advance because maybe you don't want to waste your – I don't think it's a waste, but maybe there's a better investment for your $100. I don't think there is. But if you want to know the truth instead of a truth, if you want to make sure that you are crystal clear, I'm not going to tell you what to believe, brothers and sisters. I'm just going to give you the facts, and I'm going to let you be the judge and jury yourself because the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. That's what he does for me. He will do the same thing for you. So it says in Psalms 95, verse 3, for the Lord is a great God. Now, that word God is an interesting word because it comes from the Hebrew.
Strong's H-410. Ale
means God-like. It means mighty men. It means mighty man of renown. It means God-like. It means false God, demon, imagination, mighty things, strength, power. Now, again, don't take my word for it. Look it up for yourself. Song Concordance number H as in Henry, 410. But it has an underlining Hebrew word. Let's check out the underlining Hebrew word for the word God.
Psalms H 352. Ayil. Ayil.
Ayil. Ayil. Ayil means ram's horn. A ram's horn. It means strong man. It means leader. Ram's horn, leader. But there's another word that we've got to look it up. The another Hebrew word for the word God.
H 193.
Ul. Ul. Ul.
Ul.
Ill. 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 That means the belly of a wealthy man. It means noble, wealthy men. Noble, wealthy man. Is that your God, homeboy? Is that your God, homegirl? A noble, wealthy man, the belly of a noble, wealthy man. Now, that is just one verse. And now we got to go through 4,000, almost 4,500 of them. So you might want to eat your Wheaties. This next series is going to be a cookie blower. We're going to go through a lot of information, just like we did, just like we're doing all of our series. And I'm going to make sure, my brothers, that at the conclusion, you'll know who the Old Testament God is. And you know all of the Old Testament gods, because we're going to drag all of them out the closet. So that way you can see for yourself, and that way you know. At least you'll know. Nobody will ever be able to lie to you again. Because you'll be able to know, after this series, the difference between Baal Paru, that's talked about in Numbers, chapter 25:3. And you'll be able to know about the Syrian god Melquark, or Melquark. You'll be able to know about Molech, the big owl. You'll be able to know all about the Phoenician god. We're gonna bring all of the gods out, and we're going to drag them out so that way you can see them. And at least you know, why is the United States the sexual right, the sexual capital of the world? Do you know that the United States is the number one porter of pornography? Do you know that the Statue of Liberty is actually the statue of Ishtar? You know who Ishtar is? Oh, you never heard of Ishtar? We're going to bring out Ishtar. And so the Statue of Liberty, do you know who built the Statue of Liberty? I'm just curious. So I'm going to break down, and we're going to remove the smoke in the mirror so that way you can see for yourself. And again, like I tell everybody on every show, I'm not trying to start no little cult following. I don't want no little willies. But do you know who Ishtar is? Do you know that in your car, in my car, I just got a new car. In my car, there is a OnStar. You got OnStar in your car? You know that OnStar can track your location 24/7, 365. A lot of great benefits to OnStar. Why is it called OnStar? Have you ever heard of Ishtar? Ishtar is the goddess of love, the goddess of war, the goddess of fertility, and the goddess of sex. I don't know if you know who Ishtar is, but Ishtar's name in Latin means liberty. And so we're going to break down the true God of these good old United Demons of America. I've already did a show on what the name America means. It's not spelled the way we spell it. It's spelled AMERKKA. You might want to look it up. I'm just saying. If you want to know the truth instead of a version. Now, if you're comfortable with your version, more power to you. But I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but got a little righteous indignation. That is the result of people trying to shove down different versions, a truth instead of the truth. So I spent a lot of time praying, asking the Father to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. But you see, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also has the same degree to the right. So again, to whom much is given, much is required. The tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. So you will find the people that have the most gifts also have the most flaws. Because they have those flaws, people discount them. So I want to make sure, my brothers and sisters, that you understand what we're going to be doing and the whole purpose of what I do. Because I'm not here again to try to win a popularity contest, and I hope you're not. All I know that we live in a day and we live in a time where we must make sure that we study to show ourselves approved unto God and not unto men. So I don't know about you, but I just want to make sure. I'm like Doubting Thomas. I just want to make sure, you know. And so I need sometimes a little more evidence than the average Joe. You know, God understands me. See, God wired me this way. Contrary to popular belief, I have a personal, private, productive relationship with the Father despite my flaws. And as I talked about in in this last series with the name Melchizedek, I'm a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. I'm not a Levi or an Aaron or Old Testament priest. Because, again, I've been called, I've been ordained, I've been equipped, I've been justified, I've been sanctified and glorified by God, not men. For it is God who wills in me, both to will and to do. So when I lose, I win. When I win, I win. Why? For it is God. All things work together for my good. I don't know. Do all things work together for your good, brother? Do they? Do all things work together for your good? That's what the scripture says. So if you don't serve a God, if your God does not take what the enemy meant for evil and use it for your good, I suggest you get a, you know, you might want to serve the God I serve, because the God I serve is a good God. He's a merciful God. He's a God of love. He's a God of joy. He's a God of peace. He's a God of gentleness, meekness, self-control. I don't know, but he's a spiritual God. God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So in this next series, I'm going to reveal it and explain the God of gods, the God of the new priesthood, the Most High God, the same God who Yahushua and Melchizedek pray to, the God, my brothers and sisters, that most people, not most, some, can't define. And so we need to make sure, my brothers and sisters, that this series you are on. Because if not, you're going to fall prey to Abramelech. Abramelech is mentioned in 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 31. Now we're going to break him down. What about Ammon? We're going to break him down. He's mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 25. What about Sepharvaim? It's like the word seraphim, but Sepharvaim. She's mentioned in 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 31, the moon god. Everybody knows about Ashtaroth or Ashtaroth. We mentioned him or her. That's a fertility god, the book of Judges chapter 6. What about Ashtaroth? That's another one. That's the Phoenician, Syrian god, mentioned in 1 Kings chapter 11. What about Baal? Everybody knows about our buddy Baal, B-A-A-L. He's mentioned in 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 18. And we're going to go through, what about Dagon? Yeah. You hear about Dagon? He's the grain god, mentioned in 1 Samuel chapter 5. So what we are going to do, what I'm going to do, is go through the entire Old Testament and reveal every god. What about the Lord of Flies? Well, we're going to talk about that one a long time. Beelzebub, the Lord of Restless Motion. He's mentioned in 2 Kings chapter 1, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 2 or 3. And the purpose, my brothers and sisters, is so that way when you see the name God, Lord, Adonai, Elyon, you are not praying to the God of Acts chapter 17, verse 16. Have you heard of him? Acts? Is it Acts 17? Was it Acts 17? Acts 17, 23. So Acts chapter 17, verse 23, as I bring this message to a close, this is why you must listen to this show. Again, starts this weekend. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $100 donation so that way you can get the code and we can get started. This is going to be hopefully I can do it in 10 hours. This may be one of those 15-hour series. I don't know. We got 4,500 scriptures we got to go through. So this may be I'm going to try to get in. I got to talk fast. I got a lot of stuff to cover. Because in the book of Acts says something that is mind-blowing. Acts 17:23 says, "For as I passed by and beheld your devotion, I found an altar with this inscription on your altar." Now, when you pray, do you pray this? Do you pray to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worshipped? Him declare I unto you. So in this chapter, in the book of Acts, Paul is saying that there is an unknown God who is trying to usurp worship. What does that mean? Acts 17:16. Now when Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred up in him when he saw the city wholly given over to idolatry. Now let me be crystal clear. Paul states they were now, idolatry means you worshiping the wrong God. Look at the word idolatry. The word idolatry is spelled I-D-O-L, idol, the letter A, and the word are the letters T-R-Y. The word idolatry means, turn it around, English is English, a backwards language, just like the name Melchizedek. So idolatry means try a idol. Look at the word. Idolatry, A-D-O-L-A-T-R-Y, try a idol. So idolatry meaning that you're trying an idol. An idol is something that you put in front of God. So whenever you pray to an unknown God, according to Paul, according to the book of Acts, that's idolatry. So if you don't know, if you can't define who God is to me, idolatry. Not to me. Let me rephrase that. When you pray, can you define God to yourself? Do you know whom you serve? Are you serving Molech or Baal or Ashtaroth or Ishtar? Whom do you serve, brother? Whom do you serve, sister? That's a plethora of gods. We're going to go all through, oh man, I lost count of how many gods there are. But we're going to go all through them during this series. Brothers and sisters, let me humbly, respectfully submit to you today. I do apologize in advance. It is not my intention to sound condescending, to try to make you feel uneasy or make you feel like you're less than. Brothers, sisters, I'm no better than you. I'm no worse than you. Just like you. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Thankfully, that sinner saved by grace, that removed that title, so I don't have to claim that anymore. So now I am a child of the King who operates in grace and mercy and love. And if you are a child of the King who operates in grace, mercy, and love, those are frequencies, those are mindsets, those are dispositions, those are spirits. So therefore, those are energies, those are entities, those are angels, those are angles. Those are ways by which you govern or control your melanin or your flesh or your behavior. That's all the name Melchizedek means. That's what this last series means. There must be a doctrine that you have. This doctrine, again, Melchizedek, turn it around. So we got deck should be first. Melchizedek. Deck. Z. Chi. Mel. That should be a doctrine, a deck. That uses chi, that uses z, which is prayer, or which is ohms, or which is om, that again animates the chi or the breath that controls the mel or the melanin or the mass. That doctrine, my brother, that doctrine, my sister, is what we're going to be discussing in this next series, and we're going to separate the wheat from the tares, so that way you see the true Yahuwah, or the whom I call Yahuwah. Don't get hung up on the name or the term, you know, but get hung up on the frequency or the wave, the vibration. God does not look on the outward appearance. He looks on the heart. The heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. Just make sure that your heart is in the right place. So my brothers and sisters, go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you need payment arrangements, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The cost is $100. Again, we're concluding this series. We'll start the next series on September, I think it's the 19th or the 20th, which is this Sabbath day. Again, Do not let money deter you. If you need, again, there's a charge. But again, if you need assistance with, again, how that is paid, email me. Just don't not participate because funding is an issue. All I know, what God leads, God provides. If he do it for me, he can do it for you. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you need some assistance with the payment, or, again, just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $100 donation for the series entitled The God of the Old Testament. Brothers and sisters, this show, this series is be one you want to make a copy of and share with your family and friends. Or just call them and tell them, tune in for themselves so they can hear it live. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true.